I'm saving time, so we're on air right now.
We're on air right now. Good Christ.
Okay, so this is in my house.
Yeah, we're in Dara's house.
And Ben's is at the door.
I just arrived.
We're walking now.
Yeah, we're walking now.
To a couch.
To the couch. Couch is comfy.
But very messy.
And broken.
And very broken.
Yeah, very broken. Oh, yay. New couch. Soon.
Woo.
Woo.
And I've just found a flying thing, which will amuse me for...
Oh, wow.
That's a Spider-Man toy.
Wow.
That's a gun.
That is fun. So.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, hello, Jeez, Ben.
Hello. Yeah, hello, Dara.
How are you?
I'm good. Jeez, you've been recording for 40 seconds. Did you start recording as I came to the door?
Yes.
That was saving time.
You see?
Very good, yeah.
Because we actually have to leave quickly.
Yeah, we leave at like half past.
Yeah.
Because we're going to a play.
Woo!
Woo!
Like, I'm coming straight from work. And you can't. I know you can't see, but I'm still in my work clothes. Apart from my Converse and my jacket. But work clothes.
You also have two band-aids.
Two plasters on my hand. Two
why do they call them band-aids?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm so American.
Well, you were going maybe band-aid, live-aid.
The song.
Yeah, band-aid. Yeah, maybe that's what you're going
why
for.
Why do you have two plasters?
I have Bernie Wernies on my handy-wandies.
Ah.
Because I burned them on like 120 degrees steam last week.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that was really bad. And it really hurt for like a solid 6 hours.
Okay.
And I still had to work. It happened at the start of my shift and I had a 7-hour shift. So I was working for like 6 hours with severe burns on my hands, and it was before, you know, the way Ireland had a friendly last week, the football match. It's before that. And where I work is in a hotel right beside the Aviva, so all like every single football supporter from the north of Ireland was in the hotel.
That's bad.
Oh my god, I worked one handed for like 3 hours. It was terrible. I was like, I literally hated my life. I was like, I hate everything. And now I've got bandages on because it blistered up and they burst. And it really hurts.
That's there pretty
you
go. Bad.
You should all feel bad for me.
They are a fetching blue colour.
They're nice,
though.
They're blue, yeah. Yeah, these are the
so
ones from the hotel.
At least you're burning in style.
My blue plasters, yeah. My blue blanket. No, my blue plasters, yeah. And I went out on Saturday night. I had one on my ring finger as well. But because that just, for some reason, like skin.
We should point out they're on his index.
Yeah, they're on my index finger. And my middle finger, which is a great change in the middle one, because I had to go to the chef, the head chef, who's like, always takes the piss out of me, but I take the piss out of him, so I just could go up and give him the finger and go, Shane, I need a new plaster, and just stand there giving them the finger, which is nice and fun.
Yeah,
because we just take the piss out of each other constantly. Yeah, so that's nice. But then for some reason my ring finger, I just singed all the skin on it, which was really weird. So there was no blisters, but like anytime anyone touched it, it would really hurt.
Okay.
And then I had to go to a 21st on Friday night, which meant I had to cover them all up, because you know,
yeah,
what else am I going to do? When I'm drunk, I'm going to be throwing myself around a bit, so that was fun. Must say, that 21st was fun. I'm sure the person who's 21st isn't listening, but if you are, it was good. Very good.
Good stuff?
Mm-hmm. Woke up in a house in East Wales.
Okay.
Where the fuck am I? It was genuinely one of those moments of, this isn't my house.
East Wales is a fun place.
Yeah.
Right
beside the O2, yeah.
Yeah, we record the Sarseeds.
Oh, cool.
We record in a place in East Wales. In a warehouse.
Where
things happen outside.
It's nice, yeah.
We've heard things. Yep.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's great fun.
I woke up in a house in East Wall and was like, okay. This is interesting. it's good though. Good night. How about you, Dara? How are you?
I'm good.
It's all just me talking now.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you go for a bit.
I'm trying to think what else can I ramble about. What could I rant and rave about? I don't know. Nothing's really happened this week.
So this is going to be a great episode.
Yeah, this is going to be great. This is going to be a brilliant one. Fuck off.
Try to think anything in the news.
I've been listening to like in the last week for some reason. I've kind of splurged on iTunes and bought like loads of singles and stuff.
Okay.
Bought the Plum of Faith one. It's really good. I like that.
But it's that Franz Ferdinand song.
Which Franz Ferdinand song?
Take Me Out. It's the same. But the Franz Ferdinand are better. I presume you're talking about the...
Can't Rely on You.
Yeah, it's the same riff.
Yeah, I know.
It's the same riff.
It's similar, yeah.
No, it's the same. It's the exact same.
And I wouldn't say Franz Ferdinand are better now.
Oh, the song is better, though. Take Me Out. It's a great song.
It is a good song. I really like it. It's got Pharrell on it.
Yeah.
And I bought Hozier's song.
Oh, he's good, yeah.
The really
the
famous...
One.
Yeah, the church one. Yeah. The one that the video is really disturbing.
I haven't seen the video.
The video is really disturbing.
Okay.
It's about two gay men who are just like hunted down by like lads with scarves over their faces.
Oh, that's bad.
And they have the shit kicked out of them and their houses set on fire. Like, it's terrifying. But then again, after you see the video, you listen to the song and you're like, oh, okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah. He's from Wicklow as well. That's cool.
I think we have people in common with him.
Who?
I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure we have a few. Yeah.
Well, if he's from Wicklow, he's obviously on the Dublin music scene, so you'd know him. He was playing Wheelers the other day.
Yeah.
Which would have been a good gig. Kevin Smith, what's that now?
He's playing with Ralph Garman, the Hollywood Bowl in Vickers Street.
Oh, they're doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, we should go.
Live podcast.
We should totally go, and we should podcast as
well. Just podcast in the audience.
Yeah, we're podcast. We're here at the show.
We're podcasting at the back.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Doing a commentary.
Yeah, a blow-by-blow commentary of someone else's podcast. That'd be funny.
Now is the bit where they do the Liam Neeson's cock jokes. Here we go. And then we just record them.
Yeah, and then we just record them. That would be funny. That would be good.
So they haven't put...
blatantly stealing other people's material.
I don't know if they've put tickets up as we're recording. They announced it today. So
cool.
Which is Tuesday. This will be up on Thursday. So the tickets will probably be out by the time you people listen to this.
Excellent.
You people.
Oh! Other news, I told Dara about this, and I am so proud to admit this. This was the thing I thought if I would admit that I watched this, I would be a bit ashamed of myself. I started watching New Girl.
That's good.
Oh, wow.
It's very good.
Oh, yeah. My God, it's amazing. I thought I'd be like, oh, I watched New Girl. But no.
Nah, it's New Girl.
It's so good. I finished series one last night, and I'm like, oh, my God. So good.
It's like the new Friends.
It is. It's really good. Now the theme song, it's like one of those things. You know the way there's like 10-hour videos of the same thing over and over again?
Oh, yeah.
I think if you had that theme song for 10 hours, you would go insane.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice in like a short burst at the start of the episode. Yeah. But if I had to listen to that like on repeat, I would probably blow my brains out.
I think it's the same with most theme songs, though. Theme songs have to be slightly annoying most of the time. There's very few I can think of.
Like
Community is good.
It's good, but I find that kind of annoying. Because I've heard it so many times, because I watched like all three series. Well, I watched three series.
Yeah,
I watched series 1 to 3, and after a while it got a bit annoying. The Friends one gets annoying.
Because they're just so chirpy.
Yeah.
The only one I can think of is like Father Ted, because that's a properly good song.
Do you know what has a great opening credits music?
What?
Archer.
Oh, okay.
Because it's kind of like a James Bond theme song, and it's really cool.
I started watching a show called...
And I still love the Family Guy one.
Yeah,
The Simpsons one is quite... Because everyone sings it.
Yeah. That's good. Well, it's tricky. I've tried to learn it loads of times, and I can never...
It's Danny Elfman, isn't it?
Yeah.
Damn you, Elfman.
I started watching a show called Portlandia.
Portlandia.
Yeah. I started watching it yesterday.
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah, really funny. And they have a good theme song. They've got like a weird hip-hop electro.
Cool.
Because they're both musicians as well, the two people who write it.
Oh, deadly.
So they have properly good music as well.
That's cool.
It's a good show. I'd recommend it.
Yeah, I might watch it.
It's like a sketch show set in Portland, so it's all hipsters.
Cool. I want to start watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you know?
I watched the Danny DeVito
one. I want to watch
that's
that.
Really good.
And I want to watch... I might start watching Lilyhammer.
From Springsteen's Bad Little Steve.
Yeah, I mean, everyone on Netflix is just the bomb. It's amazing. Yeah. Netflix is the best. So, yeah. Yeah, no, New Girl's awesome. I watched the pilot and was like, oh, coach.
Mm.
There's a Wayans brother that I like.
Yeah.
And then he
came back for series 3, though. He's back now.
For a few episodes?
No, he's back for the whole thing. Him and Winston are in, like... in at the same time.
Oh, so he's like interesting.
Because he had a show called Happy Endings that got picked up.
It
was going to be cancelled, so he did the pilot for New Girl, and then it actually got renewed
I heard about
seasons,
that, yeah.
But then it got cancelled again recently, and he's come back to New Girl now.
That's cool, because I remember seeing
he's from like episode 7 of series 3 to the end.
Because I loved him in the first episode, and then I was like, oh, Winston, I don't know. But after 3 episodes, I was like, okay, you're possibly my favourite character in this.
Yeah.
And I love Nick. Nick's great. Schmidt's great just because he is such a douche.
Have you gone to the episode where it's Schmidt's 29th birthday? Yeah.
Oh, and they got on the bus.
Benjamin? We were saying, because we used to use that as a slag against you. And we were hoping you'd see it there.
I see all these things in it. My favourite one is, you should be called Prince to Terabithia because you make small children cry. Yeah. That was a good one. It's brilliant. There's so many just like funny kind of one-liners in it.
Yeah, and Schmidt's got those cool catchphrases like... That's me and Sean, who's the guitar player in Sarah Seats. That's our one.
He's great.
And then 29.
Schmidt's hilarious. Yeah,
29.
Yeah.
That's it.
Schmidt's really good. And Nick, the girl who I do the Irish radio thing says me and Nick share the same personality, which I can kind of see.
Grumpy.
Yeah, just hate everything.
Slightly old man.
Yeah, slightly, yeah.
Yeah.
You can see it, can't you?
But with a sexual energy.
No, God,
match none.
No, Nick has the sexual energy. I don't.
Ben, you've seen it yourself. Really don't. Women are fainting as we speak in this estate that I live in.
Because I'm reminding
them. It
might
be the heat.
Because I'm reminding them of Nick. That's why.
But you know.
Because Nick's sexual potency is insane.
Listen, take what you can get.
Yeah, I'll take. Yeah, I'll take. Oh, Jesus, I'll take anything. I'm desperate.
Yay!
Woo!
The new girl's great. I'm about halfway through series 3.
There's an episode. Find it somewhere on the internet or something.
There's an episode with Prince.
Ooh.
I watched. That was like their big Super Bowl episode this year. I'm about an episode away from that. That's my benchmark.
Yeah.
Because I have to see that.
And that's I love the slow mo birdie dance. In like episode 3 at the wedding. It's really good.
That was good. That was.
And
cool.
Jess getting fired from the school. Oh no. And actually, Justin Long, who I don't necessarily like, is really good.
He was good, yeah.
As Paul. He's
Do you
brilliant.
Not like him normally?
No, I don't. Well,
the probably things depends.
That
yeah.
The things that I've seen him in. Oh, jeez, that was a major whistle. The things that I've seen him in, like, really the only two things I think I've seen. Now, I'm probably wrong. I've probably seen him in more. Dodgeball, which he's good in.
Yeah.
And Die Hard. And Die Hard was horrendous.
Die Hard, yeah, okay.
So bad. Like, Timothy Oliphant.
Did you ever see that, the Kevin Smith one, Zach and Mary make a porno?
No, I haven't seen Zach and Mary.
Him and Brandon
Reese. He's in Tusk as well, isn't he?
He's the walrus guy.
When's Tusk out?
That's in August or so.
Okay, well, I'll see him in that.
I think that'll be good. That'll I mean, he right. is. He does yeah. spend most of the movie in a walrus costume. But in Zach and Mary, him and Brandon Wraith. Is it Brandon Wraith?
Brandon Ruth, isn't it?
Yeah. And Superman. Superman. But good in other stuff, turns out, because he was good in Scott Pilgrim.
He's deadly in Scott Pilgrim.
And he was good in Zachary.
As the vegan guitar player or bass player?
Bass player, yeah. Mm. So Brandon Ruth, Elizabeth Banks is at the high school reunion.
Yeah.
And she wants to get with him because he was the high school football.
High school hottie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he's gay and he's married to a gay porn star who's played by Justin Long. Long has a mustache and he talks like this the whole time. He's got like a
okay.
So Seth Rogen goes up to him and it's like, so what do you do? It's like, oh, I'm an actor. Oh, what sort of movies are you in? It's like, you know, kind of all male films.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, like Glengarry Glen Ross. It's like, no, like Glengarry Glen Ross with butt.
Nice.
It's like, so you're gay porn? Yes, sir.
Because there's another film coming out this year, and I think Elizabeth Banks might be in it as well, called Sex Tape. And I think Seth Rogen might be in it as well.
Possible.
Or it's two actors of that kind of. It could be.
It might be Jason Segel.
Jason Segel, yeah. That's who I was thinking. Yeah, which some guy said, I look like Jason Segel. I was like, no. He was really drunk and wearing a kilt, but I was like, no, I don't look like Jason Segel.
I kind of see it. I kind of agree with him.
Damn it.
You're like, he's a.
He has like a perm.
He's like a stretched out version of you.
Ugh.
Like if your face was a couple of inches more. Like
oh, stop, Darry! You're losing as we. You're losing. You're losing everyone. The audience.
There's nothing wrong with him. He wrote the Muppets movie.
He did. He's good.
I'll take him. Yeah.
You did the Dracula musical, which is good. Yeah, no, he's good. He is good, but I wouldn't want to look like him. Apparently, I do.
You're like a more symmetrical version of him, which is a good thing.
More symmetrical.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take more symmetrical.
Jason Segel on a good day. We'll say
okay,
that.
I'll take that.
I'm trying to be nice though.
I was gonna say something, but I can't remember what it was. That's annoying.
New girl was good.
Yeah,
you like
I don't
new
think
girl.
It was about new girl. What Zach and Mary?
Just long. Tusk.
Tusk.
I had like a really long dream about that film today. Okay. Where like last not a weird dream, but there's this character called Guy LaPointe.
Okay.
Or Guy LaPointe.
Okay.
Don't know how you pronounce it.
Okay.
Because it's French Canadian.
Yeah, yeah, just keep
and going. Tarantino was supposed to play him, but he turned it down because he's not acting at the moment.
Yeah.
And.
He's not doing anything at the moment.
He's not really doing anything at the moment.
He was supposed to be directing a film, but no! Somebody leaked it, though. I can't do it anymore.
Kevin Smith.
I remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
Brilliant. Continue, though.
Kevin Smith has said that he won't reveal who's playing him now, but he says it's the biggest. Or the highlight of his career, whoever's playing it. So I had a dream.
Yeah.
That it was the guy from X-Files, David Duchovny.
David Duchovny. Ooh. Oof.
And I had a dream that they filmed, they did it as a TV show, like his first scene. And Kevin Smith punched him because he didn't act well. And that was the dream. No offense to David Duchovny. This is my subconscious. This is a weird place. Yeah. And I also had a dream that Michael Fassbender was in it.
Sure, Fassbender illuminates any film.
Fassbender as himself. It was Michael Parks' son in it. Which would actually be good.
Would be cool.
Obviously, Fassbender probably isn't in it because they would have said.
Yeah, by now. We'd know. By now.
But, yeah. Oh no, it's people here.
Oh, that's people here. Man. It's 9:30 now, so we should probably go.
We should get going.
Okay, bye.
We'll see everybody. Thanks for the short episode. Bye. See you later.
Love you.